Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24 November 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a few minutes Glenn Parnum. A lot of you folks love Glenn being on this broadcast, and I tell you what, he's a wealth of information on a lot of topics, including health, but we're going to be discussing tonight COVID and 5G, and you'll find out why in a few minutes. By the way, China just put up a 6G satellite. Yep, folks, we're moving really fast into the future. Before we go to our guest tonight, please don't forget that we won't be in the office this Thursday. At least we'll not be answering the phone on Friday either. So because of Thanksgiving, of course, we're going to try to spend time with the family. Yes, we're gathering, and we're not wearing masks, and we're not keeping social distancing, and we don't care what the governor thinks. He's not our boss. I'm not on his payroll, so I really don't care. So nonetheless, we're going to get that wonderful Thanksgiving together again. I pray you all do the same thing. But the office will be closed Thursday, and Lisa will not be answering the phone on Friday. So it's going to be a long weekend for everybody, and so I want you all to enjoy it. But also, don't forget we're offering the 3 books. I know, if you haven't read these books, everyone needs these 3 books. Folks, they're $18. Going to save you about $5 or $6 when you get all 3 of them. Their booklets are not huge, but they're books everybody should read. One of them is Cremation. Is it Christian? You have questions about that? A lot of people ask me all the time about cremation being Christian. Please, get the book, read it for yourself. Do that. It's worth it. Believe me, it is. The United States and Great Britain and Prophecy. If you don't know your ancestry, if you don't know the history of where you come from, folks, believe me, you do not understand the Bible. If you don't know who you are, you do not understand the Bible. I mean that sincerely. That's a book that every Christian should have. And another booklet entitled Warning, 1965. Warning, 1965. Amazing why a guy named Fagan pegged the future so accurately 55 years ago. All those for $18. Now, of course, we've been advertising the REM Sleep and the Tranquil. We're still waiting for the shipment of REM Sleep to get here. We're down about 2 bottles. That's okay. You can do mix and match. You can match and get 2 REM Sleep or 2 Tranquil or get 1 of each for $28.95. Folks, that's half price what you normally pay for these. And I do use REM Sleep every night. It's a natural supplement. It helps you. It doesn't make you sleep. It helps you sleep and rest, relaxes your mind and body. It's a fantastic product. $28.95 for both products shipped to your door. If you call 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403, and just say, I want the spatial and the COVID on the REM sleep or the tranquil. I want a bottle of each or two of either one. If you want 4, of course, it'd be double $28.95. You can get two of each one of them for $28.95 for each. So it'd be double that for if you want 4 bottles. So just call us, let us know. Get it while it lasts, because it'll be on at the end of the year, and it's going to be going back to regular price, which is $25.95 per bottle. Now, we're going to go to our guest tonight. I've known this man now for several years. Been so long, I forgot how we got connected to each other. I've been very impressed with his knowledge. That's a given. But also his integrity, his honesty and straightforwardness. Folks, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. He tells it like it is because he cares for you. Just like I do. If we didn't care, we would lie to you and make you feel good and takes him more money and helps keep this thing going. But we don't do that. So our donations, I know our donations are way down. They always are this time of year, but this has been the worst been in a while because I just can't tickle people's ears, folks. I have to tell the truth. I got to answer to a higher God than money on this earth. But we do need your help if you don't mind. But we're going to talk to Glenn Parnham now. He's going to tell you the truth about a lot of items. And next half hour, we'll take your phone calls. Any questions for Glenn on health or the topic that he's going to talk about? You make yourself at home and call, okay? Glenn Parnham, welcome to tonight's program.
Well, Pastor, what an interesting time.
Oh, you're right. And by the way, Glenn, before we get started, we just recently picked up three new stations right along the Florida East Coast. We're covering the whole East Coast of Florida. For new listeners, would you mind telling a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Okay. I am Director of Research and Development for International Health. International Health is based in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am. I just turned 70 in September, and I'm a clinical studies research scientist, advanced studies in three primary areas. So everything we're going to talk about tonight is not only going to be based on pure medical science, common sense, and God's Word. The three areas of my expertise are clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and the most important one, infectious diseases right now with all of this scamdemic. So what you're going to hear tonight is the truth. Everything I say, I can back up with pure medical science and let the people know I never want to offend anybody, but you are going to get the truth. And the body of Christ is so ignorant. My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
I do free consultations. They call me at my research office. I don't care what disease that they've been told they have. It does not matter. We can get it fixed. I help people get off of their poison pharmaceutical medications. You'll never hear me tell you to go cold turkey off of any medications. There's a weaning process. Medications are part of the satanic cartel, Revelation 18. So with that, and also you're going to hear me talk, I am a political atheist. If anybody thinks the politicians of today are going to fix anything in this nation, then they're also very ignorant, bordering on stupid. Okay?
That Amen.
We are seeing God's word come true. Deuteronomy 28, if you haven't read it recently, read about the blessings and the cursing. And everything that was happening to the United States, I thank God that I had a chance to grow up, even though the deep state's been around my whole life. It was under the surface. So we had a chance, people my age, I had a chance to grow up in America that we'll never see again. And I don't fear for me. At age 70, I could care less. All I want to do is be in the center of God's will and help his people get healthy. Because three words, people better take heed. It's called prepare, prepare, prepare. Ray Charles, a blind musician, could see what's happening.
Yeah.
It is so apparent, the criminality of this current election cycle, the criminals running our state government, this whole push of this fake pandemic called COVID-19, which was created by the globalists, and the wearing of the masks, okay, the absolute media in this country, and if anybody thinks there's honest media, okay, I used to think, well, Fox is kind of telling the truth once in a while. They showed their true colors. They're all scumbag liars. They're all owned by the same six mega satanic corporations. And if people are noticing, because we're going to talk about this too, everything now is being pushed toward the vaccine. vaccine. Oh, my God. Warp speed. Okay. By a so-called conservative MAGA president. Okay. I have a letter here in front of me. And if people don't know who Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, okay, he's very famous for exposing the vaccines, the dangers for, the Children's Fund and stuff like that. So everything that is happening right now, and you're probably noticing this too, Pastor, vaccines, oh, it's going to save.
Panic.
Yeah, so get the vaccine. And I'm going to, now, I am going to give you a very stern warning, but I want to read this, what Robert Kennedy sent me. It says, to all my patients, I would like to draw your attention urgently to important issues related to the next COVID-19 vaccination. Now, first of all, vaccines normally take years. This warp speed BS, okay, that no testing, okay, everything has been going toward this because what's going to be in it? It says, for the first time in the history of vaccination, the so-called last generation, and it's called in the medical cartel mRNA vaccines. So keep that in mind, RNA, DNA, so mRNA vaccines intervene directly in the genetic material of the patient and therefore, listen, alter the individual genetic material, which represents the genetic manipulation, something that was already forbidden and until now considered criminal. Now, do I think this is the mark of the beast mentioned? No, I don't. The mark of the beast is something that will be taken voluntarily to show a person's alliance to whoever the anti-Messiah turns out to be. We know him as the Antichrist. So, I get so many emails and so many websites and radio shows. Well, it's the mark of the beast. If you don't get it, you won't be able to buy or sell. No, keep in mind something. This is just getting us prepared. The people behind, and the main ingredient is a chemical called luciferase. What a coincidence. Anyway, he goes on to say, so keep in mind, this is about manipulating and changing the genetic makeup of the human body. And we'll come back and talk about Genesis 6, and also where does the 5G fit in? Okay, criminal. This intervention can be compared to genetically manipulated food, which is also highly controversial, not really controversial in my mind. It's poison. Even if the media and politicians currently trivialize the problem and even stupidly call for a new type of vaccine to return to normalcy, this vaccination is problematic in terms of health, morality, ethics, and also in terms of genetic damages that, listen, unlike the damage caused by previous vaccines, will be irreversible and irreparable. Old vaccines were grown in chicken eggs with terrible ingredients, aborted baby cells. All of these vaccines have aborted baby cells. I have absolute proof. If you, and anything I'm talking about tonight, if your listeners want email articles and or videos sent to them, just all you got to do is call me at my research office, Arizona. We're on Mountain Time now, which is 480-429-0021. You tell me which emails you want. I could overload you. I have hundreds upon hundreds. But in the past, when the vaccines caused damages, the old ones made in the eggs, it was just toxicity that was in your body from the aborted baby cells, from the mercury. Oh, they took mercury out. No, they didn't. Quit buying the lie. Anything you hear on TV about the vaccines is completely controlled by Big Pharma, the number one advertiser on TV. Everything is a lie. This one is going to change your DNA and any damage. And keep in mind, back in the 80s, a conservative administration passed the law that vaccine companies cannot be sued for damages. How interesting is that? And he goes on to say, dear patients, after an unprecedented mRNA vaccine, you will no longer be able to treat the vaccine symptoms in a complementary, a natural way. People who get the side effects, they will have to live with the consequences because they can no longer be cured simply by removing the toxins from the human body as you could with the old vaccine. Just as a person with a certain genetic defect, whether or not it's Down syndrome, all these different, hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, okay? It's a genetic defect. That's what these vaccines will do. Every vaccine also has a microchip in it. That's where the 5G comes in. So he goes on to say, this means clearly if a vaccination symptom develops after an mRNA vaccination, neither I nor any other therapist can help you because the damage caused by the vaccination will be genetically irreversible. Please let that soak in, listeners, because they're going to do everything they can. It may be voluntary at first, but what's meant by voluntary? Well, are we going to come knock on your door, hold you down, and shoot you with it? Not at first. They'll just put limitations. Well, maybe you can't go to work. Okay, I know a lot of nurses and doctors here in Arizona. In fact, I kind of teach a class every week at the hospital, during their lunch break and that. I've been asking them. See, they were forced to not even wear masks, which are very deadly, and a new Danish study just came out, and this was a double-blind medical study proving that masks are not only ineffective, but dangerous. They lower your oxygen levels. And so I've been asking these doctors and nurses. I said, well, you're forced to get the blue shot. Can I see the hands of the people that if they tell you that you have to take a COVID-19 test, will quit or refuse it? Every hand went up. They said, excuse me, we may be told that we have to wear, and most of them, from the information I've given them, and again, I can email you articles on the mask by very prominent scientists. It lowers your oxygen level. It has nothing to do, a dime store mask to stop a microscopic virus would be equivalent of putting up a chain link fence to stop the mosquitoes from getting in. There is a whole different agenda of covering up the face of God, of lowering your blood oxygen levels. There is now an epidemic of what's called bacterial pneumonia spreading through because you see all the sheep, and this is what I call them. I'm sorry, I see all these people wearing their masks, and they now have articles. If you have children, making a child wear a mask can cause permanent brain damage. Medical studies proving it. You are causing what's called hypoxia. That's lowered oxygen levels. Okay. If you've ever had blood pressure, taken at a doctor's office and or hospital, they also put that little device on your finger. It's called an oximeter. You can buy them at any drugstore for about $35. And you put it on your finger. It will tell you the blood oxygen level. Okay. Because I refuse to wear a mask. Okay. And I also take a product that raises my oxygen levels. I'm always at 99 to 100. And the nurses and the doctors in the class are so amazed. They say, you're the only person we test who has those high levels, and everybody who's in there has low levels. So what are they doing? They are creating the disease, but it's clearly, okay? And he goes on to say, and this means clearly if a vaccination symptoms develop, neither I nor any therapist can help you. The damage will be genetically irreversible. I want you to think about that. The vaccine developed and endorsed by Anthony Fauci, who is a scumbag, lying, satanic, deep state. I mean, just unbelievable, the history of him. Okay, this so-called expert. And he's funded by Bill Gates. He sits on the Gates Foundation. Uses experimental mRNA technology. Three of the 15 human guinea pigs, 20%, experienced a serious adverse event. But all you're hearing on the news, oh, my God, it's going to save and blah, blah, even though you've got the CDC, a private for-profit vaccine corporation. When you hear anybody state, well, the CDC said, say, excuse me, are they a public or a private corporation? Are they a government organization? And most of the ignorant people say, well, it's government. Say, I'm sorry. Look them up on Dun and Bradstreet. The CDC is a private, for-profit vaccine corporation that owns the patents on about 50 vaccines. Now, we give them billions of our tax dollars. Gee, I wonder how that happened. Are you seeing the corruption in the deep state, the deep, deep, deep state that has been going on for decades? The CIA, the FBI, Justice Department, pharmaceutical cartel, satanic. So anytime you hear about, well, the CDC says, well, I go to the CDC website every day just to see what they're saying. And it's amazing. You hear all over the controlled media, hundreds of thousands of people have died from COVID. Really? On the CDC website said about 9,200 people died from the COVID. Thousands and thousands have died with the COVID. Now, what's the difference? Directly from it? And if you've noticed at all, see, we're right in the middle of flu season, aren't we, Pastor? But the word flu is,
yes, we are.
Well, the flu has been taken out of the vocabulary of all media. Now it's everything COVID, COVID, COVID. Somebody dies of a heart attack. They died from COVID. Somebody dies from a car accident. They died from COVID. I even asked the doctors and nurses over at the hospital where I teach. I said, anybody have access to the death certificate? They say, we already know where you're going. We've looked at them. Somebody who is dying of cancer, they've been in our wards, or they are severely obese and dying of diabetes. When they die, COVID automatically goes on the death certificate. Why? Money. When somebody is admitted to a hospital for COVID symptoms, the hospital gets, and this varies throughout the United States, somewhere between $13,000 and $30,000. If they put them on a respirator, where 99% of the people die, they get $37,000. Gee, do they have an economic incentive to blow this thing out of proportion, cause fear? Fear, 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 fear. Put the military in charge of the distribution of the vaccines. So is it going to be voluntary at first? Yeah. Is it going to get more draconian as we go along? Because what's causing this, and I have all the articles, I could overload anybody who wants the articles on this. Let me pull one up here. Okay. What does 5G have to do with anything? Because if we go back to the beginning of this, now, am I saying that there's not a biological weapon that was released? No, I am not saying that at all. Was it a biological weapon created probably in China? Yeah. Okay. Was it really deadly? No. If you look at the true numbers of this, Pastor, who's dying from it? It's not the youngsters.
No, it's not.
Why are they shutting down schools when no children are dying? We're talking people older, my age and older, with an average of almost three other comorbidity problems. What is comorbidity? What does that mean? They have cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obese. They were going to die anyway, compromised immune systems from all the drugs. Because if you look at the numbers...
Well, you know, Glenn, I'll interrupt you, but the CDC has admitted that a lot of patients who died of pneumonia and heart disease and other problems was attributed to COVID, but it had nothing to do with COVID. The CDC said that.
Yep. And now even they're saying, even though they're pushing for these vaccines that are going to change your DNA, they're saying, well, you're probably still going to have to wear masks and stay social distance. Wait a minute. I thought all that was to protect us, and if the masks and social distancing that they've been forcing on us since, what, February, if they were effective, why are the numbers going up? You know, and I asked them at the
hospital.
I
totally agree.
It's common sense, but people, the United States has been so dumbed down, and look, if we are a believer in the Messiah, The Western Church calls him Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's not his real name, but for sake of talking tonight, we'll call him Jesus Christ. If you believe in God's word, and if you should be praying every day, James 1, if you lack wisdom, ask me and I'll give it to you. You want to be praying for increased wisdom, increased discernment. Okay, how many times did our Messiah Jesus say, be careful that no one deceives you? Over and over and over. Most of the stuff coming out of even the so-called Western Gentile church is total deception. I mean, some of the stuff I'm hearing preached by these so-called people who surround Trump, oh my God almighty, it's blasphemy. Okay, that's why I'm a political atheist. He has surrounded himself with a bunch of false prophets, okay, and they're going to have a lot of egg on their face. It's going to be interesting. But we have to understand everything that is going on right now, and some people are hearing about it because the term is being used more. Have you heard the term the Great Reset that's coming?
Yes.
Well, and the average person, okay, unless they've been keeping, and the only reason, I mean, I get hundreds of emails a week. I do a lot of radio shows. I know a lot of research scientists. I've been doing this for 30-some-odd years. So I have formed relationships with some very powerful scientists, some very brilliant scientists. But I just make sure I go to very specific websites every day, plus I get emails sent to me. There is this thing, and it's now being talked about more and more, that in January, when the elite of the world, the satanic elite, and there's no other way to describe them, they are the satanic elite who run the world. They are having their World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, and they're talking about the Great Reset, that the pandemic, and this has never been a pandemic. See, you keep hearing it, and they learned a long time ago from brainwashing that came out of the Nazi regime and all that. If you tell a lie over and over and over, the dumbed-down American population will eventually buy it. So what did they start out saying? Pandemic, pandemic. And now it's a COVID pandemic. Look, at the last true pandemic that we had in this country was the 1918 pandemic, and they called it the Spanish flu. How interesting. Spain had nothing to do with it. It was caused by the satanic Rockefeller Foundation and Rockefeller family, the vaccines that were given to the soldiers going off to World War I. I have all the documentation of that. I've got the book on it. They know that's what caused it. Now, that was a true pandemic.
Yes, it was. Hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, folks. Any questions after the break, you can call if you like at 844-769-2944. We've got to get our eyes open, folks. We're being deceived every day further and further into hell. You've got to pay attention.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back in talking to Glenn Parnum, and I would highly, highly urge you to please consider calling him if you have any questions about your health or anything he's talking about. Ask him to send you an email to prove what he's saying. You know, he tells you the truth, and he doesn't expect you to believe what he's saying just because he says it. He wants you to find out whether he's telling the truth or not, and he'll send you the proof to show you. Don't be embarrassed to ask questions. You never learn unless you ask questions. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed to say, hey, I was wrong. I need to correct my course. Folks, I have to do it every day. There's no sin in being wrong. The sin is when you stay that way and too stubborn to admit it and you don't want to change. That's where the sin comes in. But Glenn Parnum, you go right ahead, please.
Well, and I want to finish up a little bit. The dangers of changing or allowing your DNA to be changed. Now, I don't have any absolute proof from God's Word. I just know, and Pastor and I were talking about this at the break. When we go back in history, okay, if anything has been proven to us that we should be thanking God Almighty every day, it's for His mercy. His Word clearly says His mercy is new every day. Okay, He should have burnt up the United States decades ago for what is coming out. His Word says everything hidden will be exposed. Look what is being exposed, the pedophilia, the killing of the babies, the drinking of the baby's blood for the adrenochrome, and the absolute deep satanic sin going on right now. He should have destroyed this nation, but in His mercy, He's kept us going. But if we go back in biblical history, what caused God the Father to destroy the earth back in Genesis? And it clearly is outlined when it says Noah, the only people who were saved when God had to destroy the world with the flood were Noah and his family. And God's Word clearly says, and I didn't understand it the first time I had to do an etiology word study, says Noah and his family were perfect in their generation. What does that mean? They were the only 8 people left on planet Earth whose DNA bloodline had not been corrupted from the fallen angels. Genesis 6 clearly spells it out. And if your belief system it has not come forward to understand this, the fallen angels were sent by Satan himself to have sex with women, and they created the Nephilim giants mentioned in Genesis 6, who were hybrids. So all of this old, you know, like the Greek mythology that showed half man and half human, everything that we consider to be myth, it wasn't myth. That was exactly what was happening. They were real. And God said, that's it. And imagine what Noah had to go through. It was over 100 years he was building that ark. There'd never been rain, but he and his family were the only 8 people left whose DNA had not been corrupted. Do you think Satan, and the Bible says that the giants were there, the Nephilim were before and after the flood. That's who the Israeli Jews encountered going into the Promised Land, the 15, 20-foot tall giants. So Satan didn't give up, and what was he trying to do? Change our DNA. Well, now they have all of the technology, and the final straw will be a shot in the arm, okay, and it will change your DNA. Now, lots of different opinions coming up by different theologians, okay, but in my mind, if somebody wants to try to change my DNA, I would rather physically die, because I'm not going to die. The real me is going to go on forever in the presence of God. But if they change your DNA, this is something you need to be praying about for wisdom and discernment, which I do every day. Okay, you change your DNA, you're no longer human. Can you be saved? Don't know. Would you take a chance? Would you flip a coin? Well, it's just a shot. Just going to change my DNA, and then I can buy food, and I can go to work, and I continue my sinful lifestyle.
Lynn, I have to kind of say something here. If they could have been saved, then God wouldn't have had to destroy the world.
Thank you.
Once your DNA is changed, you're no longer human.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't want to be, absolutely say, well, you can't be saved. I mean, but exactly, when you look, if you graph things out and say, okay, why did God destroy the earth in Genesis? Basically one, and you hear these things. I have people say, well, because the thoughts of men were evil all the time. That's true. Would he destroy the earth for that? No. That was a side effect of what was happening. Their DNA had been changed. Okay? And look at the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? When the angels showed up at Lot's house, and it says all of the men of the village came and send out the men. And that's when Lot offered up his virgin daughters. And they said, nope, we want those two men so we can know them. They were all homosexual. That's where the term sodomite comes from, in case ignorant people. So, yes, were things very evil? Yes. But the DNA had been changed. So, would you ever take a chance on eternal salvation? Okay, because what causes our Messiah? Because I tell people, I said, if you haven't read Matthew 7 recently, you better, because it says many will come to me in that day. It's most. The word is actually most. So is that 51%, 55%? Who knows? But all these people, and kind of screaming at him, didn't we do all these miracles and wonderful works in your name? And he said, I never knew you. That's the most terrifying scripture in my mind in all of the Bible. Everybody who thought, well, I raised my hand one day and accepted Jesus as my Savior, and on Judgment Day, he says, I never knew you. Depart from me. Ouch. Ouch. So anyway, so what are they doing?
And also, not to mention that the nanobots that we put into your body. And they'll take over your mind, your organs, who knows?
Everything.
You know, I did read this on Natural News. The reasons some of these vaccines are going to be stored at 94 degrees below zero, because those nanobots will activate when they get warm. They cannot activate until they put it in your body, and folks, then they go where they're programmed to go. If you want that in your body, you go right ahead and take it. They'll connect you to 5G and 6G through your phone and other things. If you want that, you take the vaccine and go ahead.
Yep. And you could pray, if your DNA gets changed, and I agree with you, Pastor, I think I don't believe they can be saved anymore, because they're not human. That's what Satan has. He's been working on this since the book of Genesis. He never left. So, what's the 5G? Well, and interesting, because when this fake pandemic started, the scamdemic, back in February, the only states that were hot spots is what they called them, where you had a whole bunch of COVID breaking out, were the states. There was only a few of them, Arizona being one. Our governor here, his name is Governor Ducey. I call him Governor Douchebag. He sold out to the telecoms years ago. We were one of the hot spots. So was New York. And those are the states that had all of the COVID. And I have an article and a video of a very prominent ICU doctor from New York. And he said, you know, he and his colleagues got together and say, what's going on? People are not dying from the virus. People are, and 99% of the people put on ventilators, they're dying. So it's not that. He says, what's going on? That's when he started to check their oxygen levels. And again, oximeter, you can buy for about $35 at any drugstore. You put it on your finger, and you'll notice blood oxygen levels drop like a rock. Put the mask on and see them drop even further, and then the human body starts to go into a hypoxia. That's oxygen starvation. Okay, so he and his colleagues started to test that, and he came up with the analogy. Imagine taking a group of professional mountain climbers to the top of Mount Everest with no breathing apparatus. What would they die from, the virus? Oh, oxygen deprivation. Okay, so, and the other problem with 5G, it says all types of man-made radiation are harmful, all of it, including ultrasonic radiation, radio waves, microwaves, da-da-da-da. Okay, there are tens of thousands of studies documenting this, okay? But the symptoms people are experiencing, they are being attributed to a virus, are the exact same symptoms of radiation sickness. Look at these symptoms. Loss of taste and smell, okay? Stroke and seizures. I'm getting emails that nurses are coming out and saying they are seeing a huge increase between age 20 and age 50, who are not affected at all by the so-called pandemic of COVID-19. They are dying. Their body is producing blood clots, huge levels, and they're just dropping over dead. Boom, 20 to 50-year-olds, well, there's your stroke and seizures, fizzing or an electrical feeling on the skin, a burning feeling on the skin. See, the 5G frequency is a military frequency, warfare, and they have a military machine called the active denial system. It's a huge generator on the back of a truck, and they can aim it at a crowd of people, and it shoots out the 5G frequency. They've had this for decades. So to hear that it's brand new, no, it's not. It's military frequency warfare, and they use that to burn the skin where the crowd has to go away. Neurological problems such as dizziness, headaches, impaired consciousness, heart problems and heart attacks, which are clearly a result of exposure to the pulsed microwaves that disrupt the electrical signal of the human body. And these are all documented with medical studies. I have the article right in front of me. Call me and I'll email it to you. Damage to a man's testicles. Don't even want to go there. It's terrible what this is doing to the fertility. Clotting of the blood. That immediately, and I've got live blood cell videos showing what exposure to 5G does. So, what are they going to use that for? Tracking, because every vaccine is going to have a tracking chip in it. Thank you to Bill Gates. Okay, now, thank God that his word says the gates of hell will not prevail. Okay, but Bill Gates is a satanic, God-hating, baby-killing scumbag who wants 7 billion people eliminated from planet Earth. And the other 500 million will be slaves, you know, for whatever they're going to use them for. But he's behind this, okay? So all of these things associated with the 5G and this 6G, and I talked to a scientist this morning, and he said they already have 15G.
Oh, wow.
He said they are going to be able to track every movement. And why would Satan want to do that? See, God is omnipresent, and Satan has always wanted to be like God. So since Satan is not omnipresent, he wants to be able to track everybody. So everybody who's forced to get a vaccine, that'll have a tracking chip in it, and then they'll be plugged into the hive, okay, the cloud. You notice they're really pushing the cloud system. That's nothing more than the hive. Okay, and you will be plugged into it, and you'll have to prove through whatever, you know, is on your skin that you've had the vaccine, and pretty soon you won't be able to do anything without it. Prepare.
Well, you know, brother, there's already some airlines. I think Qantas is the first one to mention
yep.
it. Unless you can prove you've been vaccinated, you cannot fly internationally.
Yep, and that will eventually go to everything.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like the stupid, illegal, unconstitutional constitutional forcing of the wearing of the masks.
Yep.
And I have, and there's an organization right here in Mesa, Arizona, that, in fact, let me grab this thing that I hang around my neck. And the name of the organization, you can look it up, citizensforfreespeech.org, nonprofit organization. It's a lanyard you hang around your neck. Wearing a face mask poses a serious health risk to me. Then it goes on to talk about HIPAA and the Americans with Disability Act. And if a place tries to sue you or tries to keep you from going into their store because you don't have a mask and refuse to wear one, please, if you have a smartphone, which I don't, okay, just say, excuse me, I'd like to take your picture, okay, and who are you? What's your badge number? Because I'm going to add you to my list for the class action lawsuit. Let me guarantee you something, listeners. This is already starting to happen. Okay, all the ads you see, all these ads you see on TV, if you've been exposed to Roundup Ready and have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is blood cancer, call our law offices. Within 6 months or so, you are going to see the lawyers, if you were forced to wear a mask, if you were declined service for not wearing a mask, call our law offices. These companies doing this are going to get sued. Right now, there are federal laws. I saw the article today. The governor's doing what they're trying to do, the Newsoms in California, and that they can be arrested by a militia, and they are breaking a federal law punishable by death.
We got some call waiting in the line. We got to get to two. But what you're saying is the truth. Right here in West Virginia, I'm kind of proud of some of the people in this state. So the people in the state said, no, Governor, your executive order will not be endorsed here. It will not be enforced. And it's not being on the whole. And the Attorney General himself, Patrick Morrissey, told the governor, that's overreach. You can't do this.
Yep.
So this is what
people
we're seeing.
People are pushing back.
And that's exactly
people
right. It's about time. Let's
exactly.
go to Texas. Let's go to Texas. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, come on in. What's your mind tonight, sir?
Thank you, Pastor Butch. A great show. Always enjoy listening to Mr. Glenn. I was going to ask him if have you ever heard of Tal Zaks? Z-A-K-S?
Is that a person?
Yeah, he Tal Zaks is the he's the chief medical officer for Moderna.
Oh, and, yeah. I just saw a video about him the other day.
Yeah, he did a TED Talk. It was probably before COVID. And during that talk, he was talking about the RNA vaccines. And this is a quote. He says, we are actually hacking into the software of life.
Bingo.
And so he admitted that that's straight from the horse's mouth. So everything...
Yep.
That you're saying is true.
What's his name again?
Z-A-K-S, last name.
T-A-L-Z-A-K-S, and he's got, it's on a YouTube, and it lasts about 10 minutes, but right at the beginning of it, it's called a TED Talk, and he admits that they're hacking into the software of life. And also, this guy looks just like Bill Gates. It's like they took his DNA, and he's a Jew from the military there in Israel. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else? Anything else, Matt?
That's it. I appreciate it. Thank you. Great.
Thank
show.
You. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good call.
Yep.
Any comments? Any comments on that, Glenn? Go ahead.
Well, and you got Bill Gates up on TED Talk, which is it's a group of talks where he admits. He said, we could eliminate billions of people, which we need to do, with the right vaccines and the right, abortions, and they don't call them abortions, they call them family planning. See, a lot of people have not gone back into the history of Bill Gates and his father. His father was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
They're baby-killing, Satan, God-hating, just they're scum. Okay, and this idea, well, we have to love them. Well, yes, and this is a whole other discussion because I've been really, asking God. I said, wait a minute, Jesus, people with a reprobate mind, which is talked about in Romans, okay, can those people be saved? did you die for everybody on planet Earth? And I said, look it, I don't expect to have a burning bush to speak to me on this, but get me articles, get me in touch with people, let me find different things to talk about it. And he led me to an article, yes, agape love. Okay, not having agape love is one of the reasons Jesus says, I never knew you. But it been, it also talks about the bloodline of Cain.
It did. And by the way, David himself said before God, do I not hate those that hate you with a perfect hatred. No, this people have got this wishy-washy, lovey, fuzzy-wuzzy thing all messed up. It doesn't work that way. Let's go to the call. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm sick of this Darth Vader look. I'm sick of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, as for he keeps saying, the people over there in Israel, they're not Jews. They are not Israelites. Understand that. They are Esau, Edom. Now then,
most
who is
are,
real
that's
Israel?
Right.
Now, who is real Israel? It's the Anglo-Saxons. You know where the word Anglo-Saxon comes from? Isaac. I-S-A-C-C. Sons of Isaac. That's where the Anglo-Saxons come from.
Yeah, but that's a whole show we could do on that. That's
yeah, we'll discuss
show.
That for a while. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, people don't realize that. That's what the book we're offering, American Great Britain and Prophecy, is all about. That's who we are, Manasseh and Ephraim. That's who we are. That's who Americans are.
Yep,
it's
we've been
simple.
Deceived. We've
yes,
been
we
so deceived. Yep.
We
and
truly
there's
have.
Talk out there,
I've
the
asked.
Scientific. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't go ahead, sorry. What does the word Gentile mean to you?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
What does the word Gentile mean to you?
Well, I haven't gone in etiology.
That's a loaded question.
As, you know, as non-Jewish, okay? But
no,
that's not
silly.
The truth.
That's,
I know.
That's wrong.
I know, but hey, brother, this is a topic for a whole nother show.
Yeah,
okay?
It is.
You're
yeah,
right.
It is.
You're right. And all
it's
of this is coming
you.
To light. Yep. This is all.
Yep.
This is coming, this is coming to light.
We got to get back on topic, but you're right. It is not where everybody thinks it is. And folks, that's why we're off the book.
Exactly.
That's why one of the books are off on spatial. Good call, though, Mick. Thank you. Good point.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I mean, good points. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, it's just... I'm getting scientific articles by people who are saying that Israel had a vaccine for this months ago, okay? And they just did a huge study that what's called a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, okay, which has been available, but it got forced to be turned down as far as oxygen level, is probably the greatest anti-aging device in the world. And then the opposite side of that is wearing masks. That lowers your blood oxygen levels. And thank God, we have a product, I have an article about this, the only product of its kind in the world. And I keep looking for substitutes of this. It's a product called Protovite. It's a liquid multi-nutritional, okay? And I was told about it, you know, 3.5 years ago. Changes blood chemistry within 5 minutes. We have proof of it. But when I was doing all the webinars with one of the owners of the company, I remembered him saying that he was doing a paper that was, because they already had proof that consuming this liquid Protovite, multinutritional, would raise blood oxygen levels to the hemoglobin. So when this all started to come out about, well, the coronavirus is that what, and wearing masks is lowering blood oxygen levels, that's what people are dying from, I called him up and I said, did you ever have that paper published about Protovite increase? And it's called Blood Oxygen Transfer in the hemoglobin. That's the medical term. He said, yeah, it got published in PubMed. Oh, I saw it. There it is. God is not going to leave us defenseless against the satanic onslaught of whatever they throw at us. Now, does that mean that, well, that means I can take the vaccine and I'll just pray to God that he neutralizes it? Really? I would recommend you pray to God whether or not you will ever allow a needle to be stuck into you with aborted baby cells that will change your DNA. I would do that long before I would say, well, I'll just let them shoot me with it and then ask God to neutralize it. I don't know. I wouldn't take the chance because we're talking eternal salvation here. if it's true, if you change your DNA or allow it to be changed, are you unsavable? Well, I'm still waiting for the bush in my backyard to burst into flame and a voice come out and say, please. But as of right now, no needle is going in my arm. And all these doctors and nurses said, nope. So imagine what could happen to our healthcare system, because who are they saying they're going after first? The front line, all the doctors and nurses. And I asked them, they said, they ain't putting a needle in me, and I'll walk out the door and say, goodbye. I quit or retire. So imagine that happening across the United States with that.
Well, you know, I don't want to get on that. That's a topic all by itself. We're running out of time. But anytime, and I know we've all done things ignorantly in the past, but the, to him that knoweth to do good, doeth not, to him it is sin. Once you know your body, and you do it anyway, you're blatantly disobeying God.
Absolutely. That's exactly. That's willful disobedience.
I mean, that's something. Ignorance, maybe a God can wink at, so to speak, but when you knowingly do what you do is what's wrong, you are in desperate, you're in desperate condition. It's like somebody saying, well, I'm a Christian, but they're shacking up with a woman or a man, and they're saying they're Christian, that they're born again. No, they're not. Fornication or adultery is a sin. You cannot live in sin and say you're walking righteously.
And that's getting more so as we move into the further into the end of the age. You better get rid of everybody. Better get rid of all these distractions. Your prayer should be every day, Lord, take anything out of my life that is not pleasing to you. Kick me wherever you have to get me into the center of your will. Because with what's coming, you better be prepared, get food and water and a way to protect yourself, and that a wise man sees what's coming and prepares. So please, call me at my research office in Arizona, 480-429-0021, because if you have doubting family members, I can send you the emails. You could print them out, some of the articles, and show them, hey, Thanksgiving is coming up. Can you imagine what some of the Thanksgiving family meetings are going to be like this year if you have differing political views? Or differing views.
Well, there's some, by the way, there's some colleges, now I'm not making this up, this is real, are going to show their students a cutout, look out of them, they can send the cutout home to meet their family for Thanksgiving.
Yep. It's insanity.
That's not a joke, that's for real. It is insanity.
We have entered a time of insanity that is beyond anything. And, I mean, we knew it was going to get bad, but what's happened in 1 year, since January or February of this year, who would have thought they could have closed the whole economy, put millions and millions and millions of people. So I hear the music. Please call me, people. I'll
music.
Send you
Thank
any
you,
information
man.
You want. And
call him, folks.
You.
Call him.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving, Pastor.
All right. Talk to him, my friend. Thank you so much. Folks, give him a holler. 480-429-0021. See you tomorrow night. Just you and me tomorrow night. Have a good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.